Thanks so much for joining us. I titled this devotional, Mistaken Identity. And I'm going to read to you an excerpt from Genesis. So Jacob was left alone, and a man came and wrestled with him until daybreak. When the man saw that he had not prevailed against Jacob, he touched his hip joint, and Jacob's hip was dislocated as he wrestled with him. Then he said, "Let me go, for day is breaking." But Jacob said, "I will not let you go unless you declare a blessing on me." So he asked him, "What is your name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Your name shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel, for you have struggled with God and with men, and you have prevailed." Then Jacob asked him, "Please tell me your name." But he said, "Why is it that you ask my name?" And he declared a blessing of the covenant promises on Jacob there. So Jacob named the place Peniel, the face of God, saying, "For I have seen God face to face, yet my life has not been snatched away." You know, this is such an interesting story to me, and I really see it as a story of the faith struggle for a change of identity. A little bit of a backstory, which you probably all know, but I'll reiterate for you. Jacob and Esau were fraternal twins, and Esau came out first, but Jacob grabbed his ankle, and Rebekah, his mother, named him Jacob, which means supplanter. Now, to supplant means to take the place of another as through force, scheming, or a similar strategy. According to Jewish custom, Esau would inherit all that was Isaac, his father's, including his blessing. So when Jacob was a young man, Rebekah, who favored him, helped him obtain the firstborn's blessing. He took advantage of Esau's hunger and offered Esau a bowl of stool when he came in famished for his birthright. Later, Jacob deceived Isaac in order to obtain his blessing by disguising himself as Esau. So his mother sent him away to preserve his life, and he lived and served Laban for the next 20 years. Then God spoke to him and told him to return home and that he would prosper him. Jacob sends messengers ahead to tell Esau he's returning with plenty, and the word comes back that Esau is on his way to meet him with 400 men. Now that did not sound like a welcome party, but rather an army. And the news clearly pushes Jacob into a place of fear. So Jacob prays, and again God confirms that he will bless him. So Jacob sent abundant gifts ahead to Esau after splitting up his household into two camps to try to avoid complete annihilation. Jacob intends to spend the night alone, no doubt in desperate prayer. And this is where it became really interesting to me. You know, last week I shared about fear, and as I read this story again, I saw just how powerful that emotion is, even in the presence of the promises of God that have been spoken over us. I also realized just how powerful what we've been called or named can be. Even though Jacob had already been incredibly blessed by God, his name remained the same until he wrestled with God. You know, our wrestling may be against fear, but it may also be against the knowledge of who we believe we are. Do we really trust God's promises? Do we wrestle with who we've been told we are? Have we been named less than, weak, bad, or worthless? You know, our identity may be made up of who we were told by our parents, siblings, friends, or teachers, and some of us have heard that we just didn't measure up, or we weren't smart or pretty or funny or maybe even loved. You know, external voices and images make a profound effect on our self-image. The lack of solid verbal definitions of our worth all feed into a lie that we're simply not good enough, regardless of how much we might have accomplished. In our hearts, we may see ourselves as just not good enough, regardless of how hard we try. We wish and hope for something more. We yearn for unconditional love and someone to see our true beauty. Our fight is a fight for transformation. This was the wrestling that I believe Jacob did. Once he realized he was wrestling with God, he held on until God would bless him. But God had already blessed him. What he really wanted was a new identity, and that's exactly what God gave him. Jacob cries out for a blessing, and God asks him what his name is. The Lord knew that was the real issue. His name, well, what was spoken over him by his mother, and then reinforced by his own actions of deception. So God renames him Israel. There's many definitions that I found for the name Israel, but the one I really liked is he retains God, or slightly more elaborate, he has become a receptacle in which God can be received and retained. You know, wrestling with God in a new definition of who he was. He was no longer to be known as the one who received his blessings by deception. This time he received God's blessing by prevailing with God through faith. I think this is a story that has many ramifications, but the one that struck me was that we must contend for our new identity. It's a fight to say no to lies spoken over us. We must work at replacing lies we have believed and perhaps shaped our behavior and grab hold, perhaps by force, at the truth God speaks over us. We are like Jacob. Isaiah 43 says, "But now, thus says the Lord, who created you, O Jacob, and formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You're mine. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored, and I loved you." Like Jacob, we've been redeemed, loved, and blessed. We are called the apple of his eye in Zechariah 2:8. And as I meditated on that scripture, I realized that the apple of the eye was probably the pupil where reflections appear. And sure enough, a more literal translation of the Hebrew is actually little man of his eye, which probably refers to the reflection of oneself that one sees in the eye of another person. When we are looking at Jesus, we will literally begin to see ourselves as he sees us. As Jacob was face to face with God, his new reflection changed him entirely. As we seek intimacy with the Father, we will see ourselves as he sees us through his word and his love. Well, I hope it was a blessing. Thanks so much for joining us.